Now that he's officially a former professional cyclist, it's a good time to take stock of Lance Armstrong's legacy. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
For bicycle racers, there's a sound at the beginning of a road race unlike any other in sport.
Riders ready?
The clicking in of racing shoes to bike pedals, locking the two together, has in its sound the hope and anxiety most racers feel at the starting line. And over the past 7 years, road racers in the U.S. have been clicking in record numbers. From 1999 to 2005, the years Lance Armstrong has dominated the Tour de France, USA Cycling reports its biggest ever increase in road racing membership. In roughly the same time span, a nearly 50% increase in the sale of road bikes. It's all about Armstrong, say national retailers and cycling officials and grassroots racing people like Jeff Mitchum, who organizes bike races in Portland, Oregon.
The most obvious thing is the turnout here. You know, the bottom line for me as a race promoter is boosted by virtue of Lance doing well at the Tour de France. I believe that.
Those 40-some riders clicking in earlier now head toward the finish of their event last week, a 10-mile race around the track at Portland International Raceway. Afterwards, I go looking for evidence of Lance Armstrong's legacy, testimonials about how Armstrong brought racing to their lives. There is widespread admiration, but inspiration? 18-year-old racer Patrick Reeder says that comes from the legendary Belgian champion Eddy Merckx.
The difference is Lance is probably the best tour rider, but if you look at Eddy Merckx's record, he rode like close to 180 days a year or something, and I think Lance has done four races this year.
Merckx, the complete racer, appears to be the pick for many on this night. It's a well-reasoned choice, but it also seems a bit highbrow, a way for racing aficionados to distance themselves from the cycling masses, those who celebrate the Tour de France month of July by riding in their form-fitting Lance Armstrong team uniforms and wearing that steely Armstrong look on their faces, the same look they probably saw that very morning on the Outdoor Life Network.
Now, Armstrong has decided to say, hey guys, if you want to do this, I'll come and join in. Look at this.
This is going to be, Phil, the last big mountain of Lance Armstrong's career, and he wants to show these guys that he's still got a little bit of petrol left in the tank as we go.
Armstrong will be locked in our memories as the guy who never seemed to run out of petrol. His trademark surges up impossible mountains were stunning for sports fans and exhilarating for those whose connection with Armstrong went way beyond bike riding, like Jerry Johnson of Austin, Texas. He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1989, prostate cancer in 2000, but now calls himself a double cancer survivor. Johnson is inspired by Armstrong's own battle with cancer, but even more by Armstrong's foundation. It has raised more than $85 million for cancer research and education, and, says Johnson, has collected and shared important stories of many who've survived the disease.
To see a survivor is exciting, because you know, oh, there's someone who has been laying in my bed, has done what I've done, and what I'm doing, and they've been able to make it. I can do it.
How Lance Armstrong did it, how he got out of his bed and won the most grueling event in sport 7 straight years, that part of his legacy will always amaze people around the world. But there are those, like sports writer David Walsh, who will always wonder what exactly that legacy was built on.
He was and remains a very talented athlete, but I also believe that he's a very talented athlete about whom there are significant questions that have never been answered in a way that raises doubt about how Lance became so good.
Walsh co-wrote a book last year containing allegations that Armstrong used performance-enhancing drugs, allegations that Armstrong vehemently denies. Armstrong has sued Walsh and several others who've made similar claims. How those lawsuits play out may reveal more information. But many already have made up their minds to honor Armstrong's legacy without any doubts, cheering what he's done and what he will do, whether that's running for governor of Texas, as the rumors have it, or branching out as a bike racer, which he talked about at his retirement announcement earlier this year.
5 years from now, if I'm in Texas and there's a local mountain bike race, will I go down and do it? Probably. I love the bike. I will need to get my competitive fix somehow.
Lance Armstrong, mountain bike champion? That might make those Eddie Merckx fans think twice. Tom Goldman, NPR News.